Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo. Okay.
Yo, what's
technical
up?
Technical difficulties. What up? Technical difficulties. My bad. My apologies. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I'm sorry to all those who are on the listen right now. What up? The Dread, Brother B, menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's up? All is good. What are you doing? What are you digging in right now? What are you doing?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you.
Eating another donut.
You fighting me?
You're talking about me? I was eating a donut.
But you, it just sound like you were fighting the plastic paper bag, man.
No, I wasn't fighting it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Wasn't fighting with
so,
it.
So, okay. That's good to know. So, once again, what up,
no
y'all?
No fighting here.
Big Red and Brother B, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? What is good? Hope all is well with everyone. How you doing, Red?
I'm good. I'm fine.
Put that goddamn donut down.
I'm focused.
You just gave yourself.
No.
You just said you,
I didn't do anything.
Going for the donut. Listen. That's
no, crazy. I'm. I you asked me what I'll do. I said I'm good. I'm about to light me an incense right now, but I'm good.
Nah, I could have sworn I heard something about a donut.
Nah, you ain't hear nothing about the donut. No, I said I was eating the donut, but it's gone.
You said you was getting another. You was getting another one. Stop lying. All right.
Same donut.
Other people heard it. You know what? We can go back and listen to the recording of this. All right. But anyway, what's up, y'all? Big Red and Brother B on the menu. Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good? Ken 09, you on the air with the menu. What's up?
What's up, y'all?
Lady what's team? Good?
Ladies going on. Up, right team? Over here eating donuts.
That's right,
yeah,
donuts.
Making
right,
mad
I'm
noise.
Get my home sister on.
So I
got an iced coffee. And I got an iced coffee, so I'm going to be up all night long.
Oh, man.
So
I'm gonna do a lot of Richie. I'm doing a Homer Simpson and a lot of Richie tonight. That's what I'm doing.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
That's the story of my life. Unbelievable.
So. How you doing, Lady T? Let's leave Rizzo. Yeah, how you doing, Lady T?
I'm okay. Could be better, but I'm all right. I probably need that donut that Red has right now in the coffee. I'll take that.
All
oh my
right.
goodness.
See there?
Now everybody's gonna go hit the donut shop now.
Yep, everybody's gonna hit the donut shop now.
Doing some donuts.
Yep.
Damn shame.
Oh, my God.
Supporting the sugar. So I hope all is well with everyone. Hope all is good. So,
yep, we
so let me. So, I mean, let's just start the information here. So, once again, Big Red, Brother B, guest, Lady T in the house.
Is out.
The menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347. 324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. You catch us on Facebook at the menu. Mind your mental. MIND. MENTAL. You are mental. MENTAL. So, all right. The reason why I came up with this topic because I was on our, I guess, what, brother, sister, cousin show on Blog Talk Radio. The Absolute Truth with Hot Rod, Lady T, K-Dog, Sean Black, Monday nights, 10:30 p.m. And, they were doing a topic. And one of the callers who does call in on this show from time to time
oh boy.
Called me a racist. Call me a racist.
No, I'm trying not to laugh. Sorry.
The reason why I believe he called me a racist, because, all right, we were talking about the whole shooter thing and, you know, mass shooter thing. And, of course, we're talking about how most of these mass shooters are Caucasian males. And, you know, if a wolf's like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck, right? So he wanted to start talking about Chicago and how black men, black people killing up themselves in Chicago. And my thing is, what the hell does that have to do with mass shooters? See, my thing is, in Chicago, they have a situation where you have individuals that are targeting each other, are targeting certain people. This mass shooter is more likely targeting either people of certain ethnicity, or they're just targeting people in general. They just shoot people. They don't give a damn. They just don't want to do it. So when he mentions it in Chicago, I was like, yo, what does that have to do with anything? Like, what is, like, human is human. Like, people are dying. Like, what does Chicago have to do with somebody walking into a store with a military grade, fully automatic weapon and just shooting people?
Exactly.
Oh, you're a racist. Okay. Now, I want to ask.
Hey, I'm trying to keep it together because remember I was on that show. Sorry, I'm trying to not laugh.
Lady T, I'm coming for you. I'm going to ask you. Lady T, I'm coming for you because I'm going to ask you. But I gotta drop this last note. Now, for all those who may have the, you know, wondering like, oh, he called you a racist. This is a black man. A black man that called me a racist. So, Lady T, and then Big Red, I just need to know your thoughts on that, Miss Lady T. You know, from, you know, this man who wanted to call me a racist. What are your thoughts on that?
First of all, people are entitled to their opinions, right? But like you said, that was not even a topic. Now, one thing that I notice whenever we talk about mass shootings or people talk about mass shootings in general, whatever other race would always turn into, well, you guys kill each other and this, that, the next. But they never can answer the question, why are you guys committing domestic violence in your own country? So my point that I'm making is we were talking about mass shootings. The person went off of topic, didn't answer certain questions that was asked based on a topic, always flips it and turns it into, well, I have a gun too type of attitude. You know what I mean? So it's like you're way off topic, but you still don't answer the question that's based on the topic. So I couldn't understand it coming from another black man that also sounds racist against his own black race, saying to another black man that you are a racist. So who's the real racist on that comment? I don't know. I just thought that was really shocking because at the end of the day, we're talking about violence, period, with these guns, whether it's black-on-black crime, whether it's domestic terrorism or whatever they want to call it, but they never address it. They always turn it all the way around to, oh, well, what's the difference? Black men is killing black men. It is a big difference. There is a difference there when we talk about that.
So,
because if that's the case, we could continuously compare any type of terrorism to this type of terrorism. It's stupidity.
All right, Red, then I'll pass it to K-Dog.
All right, well, we've had the pleasure of having that person on the show. And, you know, I don't, sometimes he'll make some good points about something, but just like certain, it's just like he got his behind on his back a lot, and I don't appreciate that because it's just like, once again, in this situation, as was said, you know, you're calling someone a racist. You're a black man yourself. You're talking about Chicago and the killing of a black on black. And once again, that what does that have to do with the fact that people are dying? People are getting killed and slaughtered and massacred for no reason. Once again, we are glorifying. It seems like, you know, the shooter is getting glorified and we're forgetting about the victim. Okay, we, you know, children, you know, people's grandparents and parents and just humans in general are being killed, and you and we're still, you know, talking about race and throwing names at each other and, oh, you're racist. What does that have to do with anything? So I think he just, you know, like I said, he, you know, not to keep saying, you know, trying to put him out there, but it's just like, you want to try and, you know, you're trying to be something that you're not, because as Lady T said, you have a little bit, you know, I think you just have some self-hatred within yourself, and you need to get that together, brother, and I'm sure that man is older than all of us on here, so it's like, sir, you need to get it together. So that's my thought.
All right. Now, so on for
all right.
Hey, dog, let it loose. No, you want some.
Good evening. Hi, everybody. My name is Toby, and I'm calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. I hate being a Negro. You know, I can't stand being a Negro. Oh, my goodness.
I know I'm still laughing.
Yo, I can't. That's hilarious.
You know, but I'm just gonna say this on a serious note, man. You know, what's up, everybody?
What's up?
What up?
Hey, what up, Brother B? Big Red Lady T. Okay, I get the silent treatment. Anyway, like I was saying, like I'm gonna just say this about this whole thing. What's sad about it is that, coming from a black man, and by the way, I'm just going to say this, I don't think he's black. I have my reasons. I have my reasons for this, because you know what's sad about it? You know, like they always say, there's two different types of black people. You have the house Negro and you have the field Negro. And you know, it's a shame that in 2019 we're still talking about this. And it's all about divide and conquer. And when you look at that dude, you know, and I mean, he, like I said, and Big Red said it, he's called the show before. He's called the show and he's called the Absolute Truth Show. The one thing you got to mention is Trump, and he's already on it. He has, and like Lady T said it, about his self-hatred complex, you know. This is the sad thing that he has. I mean, for him to go ahead and come out of his face and call you, brother, be a racist, you call another black person a racist, but yet you have hatred within yourself, because some of the things that he said, basically, I'm not going to say some, but all the things that he said was 100% wrong. And on top of that, you're speaking against your own. I mean, if you're sitting there talking against your own, there's a problem. And this is the same guy, and I'm sure we all could agree with this. He practically said he supports Trump.
Well, my thing
he
is,
loves
what,
Donald
what?
Trump.
Well, what the,
everything
my thing
he's
is
doing.
That. What made me a racist?
That's,
see, that's
what I'm. Because you
made,
spoke
you
the
see,
truth.
See, yeah. What? Yeah. What made me? What made me a racist? What made my comment racist? By saying that most of these shooters, which are like all of the shooters, are Caucasian male. I mean, unless the news is lying and somebody's running around wearing whiteface,
yeah, right, exactly.
Why, like, they're showing all of these are white males. Now, if you want to talk about Chicago and then shooting each other up, you could talk about that all day long, but in the grand scheme of things, it has nothing to do with mass shooting. It has nothing to do with the fact that somebody wants to go out and just literally just kill people for no reason. What that has
based
nothing
on
to do
the,
with
where
them.
They're from. And the
yeah,
sad
like,
thing is, well, allow me to interrupt. Sorry. The sad thing is that. You know, what happened in El Paso, 22 people were killed. And mind you, this shooter, and like Big Red said, don't glorify the shooter, but this guy drove 11 hours. He drove 11 hours just to kill Mexicans. His target was Mexicans. And his whole manifesto was all anti-immigrant, was very racist manifesto. And on top of that, white supremacist groups were applauding his actions. And to hear what happened to those victims, to know who those victims were, there were parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters. It was anybody. And that was a sad thing. That was his main target, just to shoot Mexicans. And people are acting like, and you know, when you hear guys like him talk, he acts like there's no race problem in this country.
Well, you know what my problem is?
That's what he's coming up with.
My problem is the hate problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember years ago, school, they only spoke on one part. They spoke on two parts. But I notice ever so often they like trying to change the history books to kind of change what they've done. Like, you can't change slavery. You can't change the history of what you've done by just trying to eliminate it in books, because there's still people that remember it. There's still people that have information that you don't have and they're willing to share it. I've said this before and I say it again. So, and please, no one get offended, but if you do, it is what it is. So if you notice in the books, the history books, especially when we were coming, no one was really known for going around the world and like conquering and slaughtering, only the whites and the Spaniards.
Right.
They were the ones doing it. So now the pilgrims left, or as they say, fled, you know, Europe, Britain, because of religious persecution. Because I guess the type of Christianity that they were practicing was not what was accepted. Now think about what I just said. The type of Christianity that they were practicing, the type of religion that they were practicing, was not accepted.
Right.
Look at the death toll and the rates and everything that's going on in Britain compared to what the hell is going on here. Think about that.
Totally different.
What's going on over there compared to what's going on. So when you think about who came over here and slaughtered the indigenous people, and it wasn't just people coming over here fleeing religious persecution. It was a bunch of psychos that came over here. It was Britain's outcasts. The ones that they didn't want, the rapists, the killers, the murderers, they didn't want them. So what did they do? They got on boats and they said, well, we can't do this over there, so we're going to go someplace else and do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was about divide and conquer.
So with that being said, 2019, hate. We could talk color all day, but what it boils down to is just the hate. And for anyone to sit there and applaud what he did, you can't call yourself Christian. You can't call yourself God-fearing. You can't do that, because what God would co-sign? What God, if God is love, what do you mean God loves to kill? You see what I'm saying?
But they interpret it that way. That's how they interpret it. This is like
exactly.
I said, it's an interpretation. This is how they interpret it. You know that.
That's how evil.
What it
that's
is.
How,
they interpret
I'm
it
say
that
it out,
way.
That,
yeah.
That's how evil interprets it.
Because
you know what it is?
Now everybody's riding the hate train from the hate speech that this guy gives. I have to be honest. I said it before and I say it again. To a degree, I don't think that he's racist. I think that he's just a hateful person. I think he just hates. That's what I think.
And don't
it is.
Forget, we're not just targeting him, because there's people just like him all over this world. You
exactly.
know what I mean? So it's like, why do we act like this though? Why?
Yeah. What is the
you
need?
Know what it is.
For such hate. If we're all
hatred
living together, why?
Hatred
why?
Is all
it.
Over. Hatred is all over. When you have, you have many forms. You have hatred that comes in all forms, whether it's racism, prejudice against people in their class. And, of course, you even have hatred amongst the races. Even amongst, like I say this, like, we're black. You have hatred amongst ourselves, amongst our own people. You have hatred.
Okay,
so
hate, but why?
Why there is, okay, this is the whole thing. Unfortunately, what brings on the hate is like people have personal beef against whatever happened to them in society, and they feel that they need to blame everybody else for the cruelty that was done to them. They want to hate everybody. They, you know, let's just say, oh, well, back in the days, you know, people used to make fun of me in school, so you know what? Let me find a platform. And when you find that platform, what you do is this, is that you take out all that anger on people, but you know what? At the same time, Lady T, you're taking it out on the wrong people, the people that hurt you. Okay, they hurt you, they were wrong for it, but that doesn't give you the right to hate everybody else.
Well, I don't think this guy was
hurt
by anybody.
Sound like some self-esteem issues. Sound like some self-esteem.
Well, yeah, well,
yeah.
Well,
right, that's a lot of that.
Go ahead. Go
ahead, yeah. No, no, no. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying self-esteem issues, absolutely. Because, see, my thing is this. You're always going to have somebody trying to be better than someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've all did some reading. You know, I wasn't the greatest at history. I didn't like it because it was just very negative history in this country. But the thing is that Anglo-Saxon manifest destiny, God made us number one to rule over everyone. See, that right there is the biggest problem of them all. Because if you think that you're supposed to be superior because of your color, and then there are other people that are around you that prove to be better than you, genetically, spiritually, mentally, that's where the hate starts. That's where the hate
it's supremacy.
Because you want to be supreme, and the fact is that you just can't. Because the things, natural law will always supersede. It will always prevail. And the thing is, just when you think that you're trying to get rid of one, you're actually getting rid of yourself.
You're right.
I mean, wasn't there some little reports going around, you know, that they're not making, you know, children fast enough and they're dying off? You're dying off because of your hate. You're dying off because of your destruction. You're dying off because it's blood for blood. What you reap, you will sow. Simple and plain. I don't see how people can preach the word and not believe in the words that were left behind for people to read and learn from.
You know,
I just don't get it. Go ahead.
You know what it is? All I gotta say is what I wanted to add to that was this: is that okay for those Bible thumping Christians? You know. Maybe you overlooked your Bible. Doesn't it say that God created man in his own image? Doesn't it say that? And doesn't it also say, but yet they overlook it. And you know what? They swear that, oh, well, the first thing they'll say is that they believe that they're more of God's people and they have to, but yet the hypocrisy of it is that, okay, God's created us in his own image. Did they specifically say the white Anglo-Saxons, or did he said all of God's children?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's always going to be a portrayal of a story or a narrative that they want to push forward. I mean, like, all right, this whole discussion right here, some people want to take it like we're laying blame to certain people or certain things. No. We're just kind of trying to backtrack and do a little homework here because it's in the books. No matter how you put it or what you say, it's in the books. It's written. It's American history. So, you know what I'm saying? It's certain things that you just cannot
Whose
get away from.
Whose background is
that? Hot Rod.
The one and only. Come on. I got me.
Damn, you come
Hot
on
Rod.
Making all that noise? Dang.
What you
doing? For once, it wasn't me. For once,
it
was
like somebody swimming or something. Like, what's going on?
For once, it wasn't
Daniel,
right? I'm coming from a trip right now. Do you mind? I'm coming from a trip. I'm trying to unpack the car and do a show at the same time. I'm multitasking.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Oh, we definitely appreciate you even more. Multitasking kind of guy.
No reason why I'm calling in to sing to you. We are the world. We are the children.
Oh, my
really?
God.
We are the ones to make a better place. So let's not give it.
There's a ever make it.
Thank you, people.
We can't make a better place for you and me.
You do not own the rights to that music, that song, and that's that.
You don't know, Rod, I know. No, but I call to about K-Dawg's statement. I kind of disagree. I believe people love hate to a certain degree. The hate is easy.
Yeah, and this day
and
age.
It's easy to hate someone compared to love someone. So, like, you know what? If I hate K-Dawg, why not? You know? Instead of getting to know K-Dawg, it's easy to say I hate him. So we're in a society today that I love to hate. You know? And people are brainwashed
so
that way overall.
Yeah, but it's
sad.
I said, it's sad because people, you know, they hate what they don't understand. Like, try to understand something before you say you don't like it. You hate it. You didn't do that. You have to understand.
Or you hate an entire people.
Right.
But what are we hating them for? But what are we hating them for?
Exactly.
What are we hating Mexicans
for?
What are we hating black people for? What are we hating white people? Like, what are we hating for? That's my thing.
Have you ever seen a person?
Because you come from the black culture.
You come from the black culture that pulled themselves up despite slavery at some point, pulled themselves up, okay? Have you ever seen a person who's been down and then when they're up, people hate them even more? Because they just came out of that?
But that happens. But, Lady T, what do you teach about that? You're right. But they find a way to brainwash people and make them make their self-esteem go even lower. Like black people are ghetto, they're from the hood, they can't get another together. Lack of education, they find ways to put drugs into the neighborhoods to kill our kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you feed into it,
and that's another thing. If you want to feed into that, you got to be a lot stronger than that. Sorry.
Right, but see, the sad thing about it, and I'm going to say it, worst enemies. I'm not trying to say, you know, any type of self-hate thing, but sometimes we are our own worst enemies because instead of trying to educate us, but that's the point. They know that we're not going to try and band together or try to uplift
unite
each other or try to do anything. Unite with one another. They know, all we got to do is throw this in the neighborhood, and they're going to go crazy and fight each other and gut each other out. We know what they're going to do. We know what they're going to do already.
And it's about divide and conquer because you look at, like I said before, we are a very divided race. We are so divided. Like, you see, that character who called Brother B a racist, he's a problem himself because he has self-hate. And look at his train of thought.
I actually started it off with it because we got to talk about get to the bottom of his self hate.
All right, but it's a lot of people like him. I wouldn't even give him this much shine, Brother B.
There is a lot of people like him because my whole thing is self hate. Like, listen, how are you going to be Spanish and vote for Trump? As much as he talks crap about Mexicans and shit it on Puerto Rico, but you're going to support Trump. Why not? Hold on, Brother B.
You know something? You know why? He's talking specifically about the Mexican. If I'm Dominican, I can vote for Trump if I want to.
Wow.
Okay? I'm not Mexican. I'm Dominican American. Trump 2020. I can do that if my family is not in jeopardy. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's division amongst the Spanish.
Come on.
Are you kidding me? Heck yeah.
Yes, there is. There's some Spanish people that really can't stand each other.
Yeah, they sure can.
But don't think that it's just blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a divide within, and you know, I think there's a divide within all. There
Everybody.
It has to be addressed. It's just like white people. Four, you got poor white trash, you got the rich people. They divide
yeah.
it. Yeah. Poor white
that's
trash.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
they rather Eminem. You know, they don't want Eminem. They rather have Drake. No.
Oh, leave Drake alone.
Eminem is too black for them.
But Lady T, if you get reported tomorrow, we know what happened, okay?
Well, you know what? You know what the thing
you're
is.
Not
you know
right.
the problem with Eminem,
okay?
You know what the problem is? One of the problems with Eminem, the problem is he won't use the N-word, and Drake will. See, that's
mm-hmm.
the problem. If you notice any of the white artists that refuse to go down a certain way, he's not accepted by, you know,
right.
that side of white
he's
America.
He's looked upon as trash.
But
he's looked
but,
upon
you know,
as
Drake
trash. That's
what
they look at him as.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, they're not going that route. But if you look at, Drake, you know, Drake's situation is he's half and half, but he feels that he can say it. And he
right.
uses the word gratuitously.
And they all right with him saying
and
it.
They,
yeah.
And they
love yeah, and they all right with it. Yeah, because you know why he's one of the good ones. He's one of the good ones. He was on SNL. He was on, what some people say? Come on, that.
Degrassi.
Name was Conan
Degrassi.
O'Brien.
Degrassi
High.
Conan O'Brien. He was, you know, he's one of the good ones. My daughter can listen to. And, you know, she might sneak in the N-word. That, you know, it's like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm sorry. Are you kidding me right now?
But,
oh,
you know,
boy. He's one of the,
but,
he's one of the safe
sad.
Ones.
But you know,
but
just to get back to it, it's like the sad thing about it is like this, is that there's so much hatred going on. I mean, here we are, it's 2019. I mean, listen, nobody's born with hatred. It is taught in the home. No matter where you come from, no matter what race you may be, if you're teaching your children hatred, hatred is just pure ignorance. Time and time again, you look at the ignorance behind hatred. I mean, I'm going to look at somebody and say, I hate that person. Not even trying to get to know the person.
Oh, what's that?
What the hell is that?
That
who
was me.
Counter
what
in the background?
That?
I'm sorry.
It
that
wasn't
was
me.
Sorry.
It wasn't me. For once, it wasn't
it
was
me.
Y'all
it
can't say
me.
I was
it
making
was
noise. For once, y'all can't
it
say
was
I
me.
Made
I'm
noise.
Sorry.
but the sad thing is, it's like this. You have those, like Lady T talked about, people being brainwashed, and it is true. Because you know what? You have some people out there who swear that they're intelligent, who think that they know more than anybody else, they will sit there and spew their hateful rhetoric and implant it into anyone's brain. And the sad thing is they take the person who has the lowest self-esteem, who have the least amount of intelligence, and they implement that their views into that person's brain, and the person goes around with their ignorance and spread it all around. You understand? That's the sad thing about hate. Hate is like a, like let's just say it's like a venom that goes around. It's a dangerous venom, and that
right.
kind of hate
it's a virus.
Destroy
it's
anything.
A virus.
It's a virus.
It's a virus.
Because you see, when you could, if you could have that much hatred, you could bomb a place, you could shoot a place up, you could kill somebody. You know, hatred is that. Strong. It's a very strong virus, and you know, you have to find it within your brain, within your heart, to see what you could do to combat it. But unfortunately, there's, you know, like I said, those who swear to be intelligent, you know, with their hatred, they spew it all around. Like I say, no one's born to hate. It's taught. It is taught. You could teach your children how to hate. Very simple,
right,
by implementing
absolutely.
That kind of thought inside their heads.
I don't know. It's just, it don't make no type of sense.
Well,
so
I
teach
right.
that
see,
type of stuff.
So when stuff like this happens, because see, the thing that is hard for me to get over, so when stuff like this happens, people want to kind of, like, all right, they break out your candles. Oh, my God, this happened. Because first of all, I got to bring this up. So, like, the first one of those mass shootings, like, because it was like 7 days. Within the span of 7 days, you had three mass shootings. The first one was at a garlic festival. Okay. I'm trying to wrap my head around someone going into a festival where people are celebrating garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And you're shooting
guys,
them up.
Don't forget there was one before the garlic festival because just
yeah.
because
there
it
was
a black shooter with the you want to talk about what happened in Brownsville? That came before the
yeah.
garlic festival.
Mm-hmm.
And people keep
know.
Forgetting
like
that
guy,
as
know.
Far as, you get what I'm saying? As far as they don't look at that as a mass shooting because it's okay. These blacks, they kill each other all the time. That's not a
exactly.
mass shooting. They called
there
it a mass
stories.
Shooting when it first happened, though. You know what I mean? And after that, you didn't hear
right.
about it being considered a mass shooting because it's like, blacks, they kill each other all the time.
Well,
all right, let's go to the garlic
regular,
shooting.
That's regular stuff.
Yeah, that's
regular
stuff to them.
Yeah.
But yet they called it a mass shooting on every single channel when it first happened. I couldn't understand that.
So, but I once again, I still don't get it. Now, the one that happened in Brownsville was that was just somebody, because if you notice, somewhere along the line, that had to happen. I don't
right.
know the full
right.
ramifications of it, but you know, to balance
mm-hmm.
it out. Just like, okay, you got 10 white people doing this, the 11th person got to be somebody black, and then they focus on that. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not taking anything away from it, but it's like that's really not, and if I have to put it out there like that, I have to, that's really not our MO. Like, we don't have a pattern or a history of doing stuff like that. I mean, if you just look at it. You know, because remember, he wanted to go with statistics. He wanted to go with stats, and the other guy
yeah,
wanted
he went
to
with
statistics
and
stats.
Right.
And
you're racist.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn about statistics or stats, because all that can be fudged.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
History has shown us, like, white males kill. They kill, and they kill by the multitude. They kill.
Yes, they do.
They quick to go to war. They quick to pull this. They quick to kill. I mean, listen, look at all our culture in Hollywood and movies. As much as I love the movies, too, I mean, look at Rambo. Look at the Terminator. Look at what, I mean.
Yeah, we
no,
never
kill,
went out and wanted to, right, but we never wanted to go out, like even shows when we was young, you know, we never wanted to go out and kill nobody. I've never, like I said,
no.
we've never had that in us where it's like, oh, go out and shoot up every, go out and do this, go up and do, go out
oh.
and do that. We never had that in us like that.
But you know what's
because
sad, but
no
you know what's sad about that? And I'm glad you guys mentioned, I'm glad you're mentioning that because you know what, I remember what they say about gangster rap, oh, you know what? Oh, that's why these blacks are going around shooting one another and listening to the music that they teach. You know, they teaching us to they preaching about killing cops. They talk about shooting up neighborhoods and stuff like that. I'm like, we doing that. That happened long before hip hop. You can't blame hip hop for the violence. It's
right.
just like when you look at you look at back in the day. Do you remember what used to happen with heavy metal music? How crazy those boys used to go shooting one another,
and
killing
they
people,
are.
Slashing. They still
mm-hmm.
doing it. They listen to heavy metal, and it's like there's, like someone said, there's
death
messages
metal.
In heavy metal music and in industrial music.
Oh, there's deep
but,
messages.
Yeah.
Listen to some Marilyn Manson, you'll get some
mm-hmm.
messages.
Mm-hmm.
Or you
yeah.
want to hang yourself later
it
on,
ain't
exactly. you'll be okay.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah,
but then
right.
they're quick to blame our music. Oh, well, oh, look at the rap artists. I remember when N.W.A. came out with excuse the phrase, fuck the police. Everyone was like, oh, this song needs to be banned, or they saying kill the police. I'm like, if you got the message of the song, what they were saying,
mm-hmm.
but
why
you know
they
what?
Were
I'm,
saying
all right, that. I'm a kind of cut across, K-Dog, if you don't mind.
Right.
I don't give a damn about people being in their feelings. You know what? I don't give a damn about people being in their feelings when they want to talk about F the police and F this and F that when it comes down to them. Because people like me, like, have read and actually went to the museum in D.C. And
mm-hmm.
I look at the Emmett Till situation. Do you really think I'm supposed to give a damn about how you feel, knowing that blacks, not just black people, but the indigenous people, millions of people have lost their lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To the hate. Of the so-called people, the so-called founding whoever's, because I would not use that other word, the founders
right.
who stole this country,
right,
from people, killed them, damn near made them extinct. You think I'm supposed to care about your goddamn feelings? No, I don't care about your goddamn feelings because you don't care about anyone else's. So if you want to be all emotional about it, that's your business. But the problem is this. We need to stop with that. I can't say I'm sorry because I'm not. You can't keep praying everything away. You can't keep praying everything away because it's not going to go away. Either you're going to take a stand against it or it's going to keep happening. Now, most Negroes don't want to deal with it until it happens in their own backyard.
Exactly.
Until it happens to one of them, then they want to say something. Or they don't want to rock the boat.
You know,
but yo, somewhere along the line, like I said, that yo, how many people? 21 people dead. And then the list goes on. Just because this dude, how do you drive 11 hours to kill people? How do you walk up to the store just to kill people?
What were you thinking about while you're driving? That's a long drive. Where is your mental? That's some deep built up hatred.
He was this is what I'm going to do.
His hatred, the manifesto, if you read that manifesto that he wrote, and plus the fact that he got support from all those white nationalists who were cheering him on, he had so much of that hatred built up inside of him that he, and you know what? I don't care what anybody says. That ain't no mental illness. That was just pure hatred.
It's not.
That was just, he was on a mission to do
so this. So check this out. So let's do a if people want to compare Mr. Missouri, let's do a comparison because he's probably listening. He just don't want to call in because he knows he's going to get his ass chewed on. So check this out. You want to do a comparison. What's the difference between him and a suicide bomber? What's the difference between him and a suicide bomber? They're not going in there to kill themselves. A suicide bomber is going in there to kill themselves and others. They're just going in there to kill.
Absolutely.
So, once again, when you want to talk about mental illness is it can have so many ranges. It's kind of like a broad scope, but one thing, that right there, that's not mental illness. You're just
that's not mental illness.
Person.
And that's
what
I was asking you when you said. Yeah, when you said 11 hours he drove, did he not think, let me pop this pill real quick, take care of this, and then maybe he might have paused 5 hours away and said, I don't think I want to do this. You get what I'm saying? He know what he wanted to do.
He was on a mission.
That's why Lady T, like K-Dog said, he drove 11 hours. Listen.
Yes, he did.
I drive 2 hours. I'm like, damn, I'm done. to get to my destination.
This is what I'm saying. I don't get it, man.
Because he had a mission.
He had a mission. Carry out.
He had a mission.
Yep.
And you know what? When you have that hatred inside of you, go ahead, please.
No. You get ready to say what I was going to say. It's like when you have that hatred inside of you, and I also think that like I said. Listen, I think he's getting paid off the side, a little on the side of it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it. I really wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. He's still alive.
Right, exactly. And that's let's not even get on that. About him still being alive. How about that?
Isn't he the one that they also make excuses for?
Aren't they making excuses for him saying did they say something about the video games or because he didn't have his dad in his life or something like that?
Yeah, they made all this stupid excuse.
Please don't do that.
Hold on. Let's do another comparison. How many cats in the hood growing up without their mothers and their fathers?
This is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Stop the excuse. Stop the excuse.
There's
no excuse.
Ain't no damn excuse
games?
Whatsoever.
Listen, cousin, yo, Red, you know what I'm saying? Her son, my cousin, play video games sun up to sun down.
Right,
I don't see them going out there doing that. All I see them going in the fridge. That's the most. They kill a fool. That's it. I don't see them going out there to do all that.
That's my whole point. Exactly.
Somewhere along the line, this is their reality. That killing, that death, that destruction, that is their reality. It's not a mental illness. That is their reality. That is what some of them do. That's why a lot of them, they go off to war. They like, oh, I'm going to fight for my country. No, you're not fighting for your country. You're fighting for somebody's decision. Yeah, you're fighting for somebody's decision. I decided to send you to go. I'm going to tell you it's for your country, but no, I just need you to go over there and take care of problems for me. That's what it boils down to. And it's sad.
It is.
11 hours to go kill people. There's other ones that I don't, for the life of me, I wouldn't even want to try to understand. I don't even want to.
You know what's sad about it? He studied that area of El Paso, Texas. He knows there's a huge percentage of Mexicans who live there. And the fact of, and the sad part about it, you went inside of a Walmart to shoot and kill people, people that were in there shopping for back to school. There was a group of people there, and there were these two parents who helped shield their two-year-old daughter from being shot, and they ended up dead, and she ended up alive. There were many people in there, people that, you know, they're in there. What do you do in the mall? You go there to shop. You go there to have fun. You go there to hang out. But then after, unfortunately, the sad thing is, like you said earlier, they're giving the shooter a lot of props. But yet, let's talk about the victims. Let's talk about how their families are feeling now.
Right, absolutely. They're glorifying them. Glorifying them and all this and all that. Get out of here.
We got about 7 minutes left. Call the 7315. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Hey, just listening. I came in late. Just minding my manners. This is Debbie.
Oh.
Hello.
What's up, Dave?
Okay. Oh, how are you?
Fine.
All right. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, I like you were saying, this whole, like I said, he called me a racist to sun up, sun down, to the cows come home. I really don't care. But like I said, the reason for doing this topic, he kind of helped spawn it, because my thing is, you're a black man calling another black man racist because I'm calling a spade. These mass shooters are Caucasian male. You want to talk to me about black men killing each other up in Chicago? Two totally different things. You can't compare cucumbers to mango. It just doesn't, it's not going to work. That's the type of, and it's not just him, but it's other people too. I don't have anything against Trump supporters that are black, but I do have something against people who want to push the agenda of hate. And that's all this guy talks. He doesn't talk anything positive about uplifting or promoting any type of good thing, unless it's about making money or making America great again. So I guess this is what it is in terms of making America great again. It's about killing. It's about destruction. That's why the hat is red. This is what making America great again is all about. And to all the black people who seem to want to follow that message, you're supporting the hate. You're supporting the same hate that killed your ancestors. You're supporting the same hate that killed Emmett Till. You're supporting the same hate that will continue to destroy us and our communities. That's what you're supporting. So when it boils down to it, it's not about color. It's just about the fact that you choose to support hate, because that's all he speaks is hate. So whatever happens is on you. Call me what you want, but you support the hate that I don't.
All right, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. You know,
absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I mean, it's sad that we even have to have, have topics like this, because you know, some people just seem to be lost, you know, in their own thoughts.
This is the new society that we live in now, that we have to have this type of conversations.
They're even spreading the hate on social media. They even go on social media and promote their hatred and ignorance. I know somebody. And sure, Brother B, you've seen him write a lot of hateful things on his page, man. This brother,
I,
oh my goodness.
I try to stay away from the negative, because, I mean, it's like I said, I'm not a Bible thumper. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's certain things I believe in, there's certain things I feel, but it's like we are in the days of the Antichrist.
Yeah.
This is how I've been feeling for a while.
That's it.
This is what
spiritual warfare.
About.
Exactly.
This is what it's about. That's why I'm saying people talking about color. Color is it's a small thing in it, man. Hate is trumping. Hate is trumping
spiritual,
everything. Right?
It's a spiritual warfare going on.
It is, and
if your mental, if you ain't got your mind right, or you're not trying to get your mind right, and get in the right place. Listen, that's why we have a lot of that hate, because that's a lot of that that's mental, a lot of mental going on. Like, it's crazy.
That's right. It's a sad situation.
Just because a Caucasian male did it, it's really hate that did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The media wants to put color to it, you know, we all want to put color to it because I guess it just makes it easier for us, for some people to digest. Or for some people to, you know, just want to stereotype or label it something, so then it's okay. But it's simple and plain hate. And that's what it's going to continue to be. So we want to make excuses and talking about black on black crime. What about white on white crime? What about Spanish on Spanish crime? Like, why does it only have to be black on black? Everybody filling up each other. So what is the purpose of just labeling it with this one black-on-black thing? Why? Because it sounds good. Because it sounds something like that. Oh, we can sell that. And let's see.
It's marketable to the mind.
It is.
Save your soul. Save yourself. I don't, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to be overly righteous or anything, but once again, you just got to kind of look at it for what it is. And it's plain and simple. But yeah, the Antichrist is here. I refuse to call anything else. I refuse to call him anything else. This is who that is.
Brother B, you still didn't answer the question from the top of the show. So are you a racist or not, though?
You know what?
I mean,
come on, answer the question. I'm asking the question.
Am I a racist? No, but I do not like my vegetables touching other food. Like I like segregated.
Oh, don't say that.
I like my food
segregated.
So I believe in.
I ain't gonna say he like it.
But I'm not a racist.
I know. It sounds questionable right now.
Prejudice. And black folks cannot be racist. We don't have the political power or the economic power to oppress another. We can like folks, but we can never oppress or harm or diminish or demean another. We have no power to do that, and the impact is not that great compared to this minuscule number of white folks who can do that and get away with it, because it's balanced by the power within communities, within governments, within medical institutions. So we're not there. We just don't like folks, period.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And on that note, thank you for taking it out, Ms. Deb. Everyone, have a good night. Lady T, Ms. Deb.
I need
Red,
an alarm clock because I keep sleeping
dog.
This show.
Right on.
Well,
she should call me.
This is our last Sunday.
Next week, we're going to Tuesdays.
This is our last Sunday
going
night
Tuesdays.
On.
Yeah, man.
We're going to Tuesdays.
Here
going
we
to Tuesdays. So I can be, you know. I don't have to rush to work after that.
Have a
so,
safe
yeah.
week, everybody.
And you too. Stay
you
blessed,
too.
Everyone. Be safe. Hopefully, absolutely.
That's right.
Tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Hot Rod, Sean Black, Lady T, K Dog on Blog Talk Radio. Stay well, everyone. Peace out.
Good night.
You too. Later.
Good night.
Good night.
Peace and love to everyone.
Peace out.